Welcome to 1514, a podcast of the Biblical Counseling Coalition, where we draw from the words of Romans 15:14 to encourage all Christians that they are full of goodness, filled with all knowledge, and able to counsel one another. I'm your host and director of the Biblical Counseling Coalition, Curtis Solomon. Welcome back to 1514. It's a pleasure to have you with me today on another episode of the podcast of the Biblical Counseling Coalition. If you're watching online, you might notice that the background is a little bit different. I did land in Louisville, Kentucky this past weekend, and we are officially moved into my new office here on the campus of the Southern Baptist Theological Seminary, where the BCC will be headquartered at this time. Very thankful for that opportunity and thankful to the seminary for allowing us this office space. This episode of 1514 is going to be a little bit different. Typically, I interview people, leaders in the biblical counseling movement or thought shapers who are influencing the world in a biblical from a biblical standpoint. But today, I'm going to interview myself, so to speak. I'm going to share a little bit of an update about the Biblical Counseling Coalition, as well as introduce you to myself as the director of the BCC. So first of all, I wanted to encourage you, if you're not familiar with the history of the BCC, you can go to our website. There's a video there. If you go online to biblicalcounselingcoalition.org or biblicalcc.org, you'll find it. In the upper left-hand corner, there's an About tab there. And you can actually see that online if you're watching on the video. Here, you'll find it under the About tab. Scroll down to, if you just click on that About there, you will see a page pop up that tells you a little bit about the Biblical Counseling Coalition. And there's a video there at the very top. It says BCC Mission and Vision. And I would encourage you to watch that. It's from one of our members of our board of directors, Dr. Steve Byers, and he shares about how the Biblical Counseling Coalition got started and where it has been the last few years. So I want to jump kind of from there and give you an update on what's going on with the BCC now. It's a very exciting time in the world of biblical counseling. The ACBC celebrated their 40th anniversary last year, and that 40th anniversary was a great milestone in the biblical counseling world as a whole, the modern biblical counseling movement having started around that time. And the BCC came into the picture about 8 years ago and has really done a great job of strengthening the unity of the biblical counseling movement. We bring together leaders and organizations from all across biblical counseling to provide unity, momentum, and drive behind the biblical counseling movement as a whole. The strength of the biblical counseling ministry, or the vision, our mission really is to elevate and to advance biblical counseling globally. We want to do that by being a megaphone for every biblical counseling organization that is out there that truly seeks to honor God by helping His people through His Word. The strength, the unique niche that the BCC provides for that is really a place where networking takes place among biblical counseling leaders. The strength is in the relationships. And we have been blessed for the last 7 years to have a gathering of 50 to 60 of the world's leading biblical counselors on an annual retreat. I changed the name of that retreat to a summit this year after taking over as the director, and I'll explain that a little bit more in a moment. But what that network symbolizes is the unity that is growing among the biblical counseling world. And now we have the opportunity not just to have unity, but to utilize that unity, to utilize the strength of the network of biblical counselors to advance and elevate biblical counseling globally. And what I mean by that is to continually deepen and strengthen what is already in existence, and then to further biblical counseling into areas where it doesn't exist and get it into churches and countries and academic institutions all across the world where it currently doesn't have a place. One of the biggest ways that we are able to influence people is, and probably the way that you are most familiar with our ministry, is through our website. It actually gives us access to tens of thousands of people every single month. We get over 55,000 people visiting our website every month, many of them seeking help and they're in hurting situations where they just want some wisdom, some direction, some counsel, and they type in a Google search, Bible, counseling, depression, something along those lines, and it brings them to the BCC website where they're able to get a hold of resources that can encourage them, point them to Scripture, but also point them to other biblical counseling organizations or other biblical counselors who are in their area who can provide help for them. These are all things that God has really blessed the BCC with over the last few years and have gotten us to a point where we are ready to grow and to expand the Biblical Counseling Coalition to help further that mission of growing and pushing biblical counseling globally. Last year, we had our very first global summit where we brought in people from over 12 different countries. You can check out the content of that. If you visit the website again, you can look for the global summit. It's provided as an on-demand purchase. You can purchase particular episodes or sessions or the purchase access to the entire content of that. And it was beautifully videotaped and recorded and done, and it's online for you to watch. I'd highly recommend you watch that. It's super encouraging to hear what God is doing around the world in these different countries in the biblical counseling movement. We want to continue to grow that international component of biblical counseling without leaving behind the domestic partnerships that we have and the ministries that we work with here. So we're constantly seeking how to do both at the same time, elevate and advance. That's what we want to do. Our confessional statement is also one of the great things that the BCC has. It was a document that was put together by the leaders in the biblical counseling movement when the BCC was started, and it really is a great way to define what biblical counseling is. Again and again, people ask, they probably asked you if you're listening to this podcast or watching online, what is biblical counseling? Well, the BCC confessional statement is a great place to take them. You can download it, give it a hard copy, send them a link to it, and say, this is what biblical counseling is. This isn't one person's definition. This is a collaborative effort coming together saying, what do we mean when we say biblical counseling? And that document has actually been utilized by multiple organizations across the world to be the foundational documents, the guiding documents for their own biblical counseling ministries. That's happened in Germany, Mexico, Brazil. And we've made it available to anybody who wants to use it. So we don't even know who all is using it. But we know of those people who have translated it and used it as the founding documents for their own biblical counseling ministries. We also have people around the world who are translating the blog that we have 3 times a week into their own language. Just met a guy from Brazil who's translating, working with others to translate every single one of our blog posts into Portuguese. So it's available to those people there in Brazil to be utilized. It's just been a blessing to see God multiplying the fruit of our efforts and blessing that our ministry in that. So as the Biblical Counseling Coalition has grown and been blessed by what God has given it, the board of directors realized the leadership role couldn't be done part-time. Bob Kellerman and Garrett Higby, who went before me and did amazing work establishing the Biblical Counseling Coalition, were really working part-time, doing other things, involved in other ministries. Garrett was even gracious enough to volunteer his time to it last year, wearing many other ministry hats, and he did a fantastic job. But they really saw the need to have a full-time director. And that's where my life intersected with the Biblical Counseling Coalition. One of the members of the board of directors is Dr. Jeremy Pierre, who's the Dean of Students and head of the Biblical Counseling Department at the Southern Baptist Theological Seminary. And he's also my advisor in my PhD studies. And he reached out to me last summer and said, Curtis, I think you should put your name in the hat for the BCC director. They're looking for a director, and I think you would be good at it. And my first question to Jeremy was, Jeremy, why me? I don't know why I would be the guy that would be a good fit for this ministry. And he told me a little bit about the role, told me what he saw in the things that I had done in the PhD program and other parts of life, and said, I think you'd be really good at this ministry. At the time, my wife and my family and I were involved in pastoral ministry as an associate pastor at a church in California. The church is a healthy, thriving, vibrant church family that we absolutely loved and adored. Still do. And I was wondering why, I'm not sure I want to leave this church. It's a fantastic place to be, but we prayed about it. We sought counsel from our pastor and elders and others, and really felt like this is where the Lord was directing and guiding us to go. It was a great opportunity, and really felt like, okay, Lord, if this is what we've been called to do, it'd be foolish not to take advantage of this opportunity and to really throw ourselves into this ministry. So, as I often do interviewing people on this podcast, I ask a little bit about your family and background. So I'll give you a little bit of mine. I grew up in Arizona, went to, with a Christian family. I was very blessed to be raised by a Christian parents, who had Christian parents. Both of my grandparents lived in the same city. I had aunts and uncles, cousins around. So it was great to grow up with a very tight, blessed family. Very involved in church life, and particularly Awana ministry, which was a key part of my life in helping me understand and value God, His Word, and to really memorize and internalize His Word in my heart. The Lord really laid on my heart when I was 14 a desire to go into pastoral ministry. So while I thought about that, prayed about that, I had a couple brothers who were kind of mentors to me who encouraged me to go to the master's college and learn how to do expositional Bible teaching and to study theology and other things like that. And when I went to master's, I had no understanding of biblical counseling whatsoever. While I was there, I thought, if I'm going to be a pastor, I should probably be ready to do some premarital counseling or marriage counseling. I think that's part of what pastors do. So I signed up for a marriage and family counseling class with Dr. John Street, and the Lord really used that class to alter the trajectory of my life from that point forward, really giving me a heart and an understanding that God's Word is applicable not just on Sunday, but every day of the week and for every situation, every trial, every temptation, every joy, every blessing that comes into our lives. God's Word has wisdom that applies to those situations. And I was so thankful and for that understanding, that knowledge. I switched majors to biblical counseling as soon as I took that class and have not looked back. The Lord took me from the master's college after I graduated. I went to the Southern Baptist Theological Seminary to pursue further training and honing and skills in pastoral ministry. I was really blessed to be there. I met my wife our first semester. We got married there our second semester there. So we'd known each other a total of 9 months when we got married. That's not a prescription, but that's just a description of what our life was. We've been married for over 14 years now and are blessed with two wonderful, delightful boys, Reed and Dashiell, and they're just a delight to us. While at Southern, I had the blessing of serving under Dr. Stuart Scott when he first landed as professor of biblical counseling here at this institution. Worked as his professor's assistant, grading papers, helping him put together syllabi, things like that, but was really blessed by the just personal mentorship and discipleship that he poured into my life, sitting under him while he counseled and being offered opportunities to counsel with his oversight and guidance was very influential and formative in my own understanding of biblical counseling. After graduating from seminary, the Lord took us to Arizona for a time with some ministry and then out to California where we'd been at Cornerstone Community Church for the last 7 years. Until taking on this role here with the Biblical Counseling Coalition. The role of director, some people ask me, so what is it that you do as director of the Biblical Counseling Coalition? And I think it kind of breaks down into four main areas. The first is to really administrate the organization, give oversight and direction to our staff. We have three part-time staff and a contract employee who help us out, help us accomplish all the things that we do on a regular basis. They're a great team of people to work with, and it's just a blessing to serve them. Another component of the job is to raise resources, to raise funds, and to help this organization keep going. So some of that just deals with donor relations, going out and asking people to support us financially, one-on-one meetings. We've hosted a few desserts and had the opportunity to speak to crowds of people, sharing the vision and mission of the Biblical Counseling Coalition. It's also been a blessing to see how God provides and through many people in many different ways, not just dollars and cents giving, but people giving their time, people giving their talents and their energy and other resources to help this ministry work as a lean, mean, volunteer driven machine. We really do appreciate the people. We've had people print us brochures for no charge. We've had people volunteer to do calling, to do fundraising and other things like that. Office space, other things where people have really blessed us and helped us to maintain lower costs so that we can stretch the dollars that we do receive as far as we possibly can. And it's a blessing to do it. I get to go out and talk to people about biblical counseling and ask them to partner with us in the vision and ministry of elevating and advancing biblical counseling. There's nothing greater than that other than sharing the gospel with people, the message that the gospel changes people's eternal destination, but it also affects their lives here and now. And that's the beauty and the blessing of biblical counseling, is showing how life change can take place. And I get to go talk to people about that. It's a real blessing. Along with that is just getting the word out about the Biblical Counseling Coalition. Part of my role is just to make people aware that the BCC exists and what we do, what we're about. It's been a blessing already to see a lot of interaction with people on social media. This podcast and video blog has been a great blessing to people. Somebody just told me today how encouraged they've been by it. I want to say thank you to those of you who've reached out to us to say thanks about all kinds of things. We get emails saying thank you for the podcast. One lady in particular said it just helps her feel connected to others in the biblical counseling world when she's kind of alone and isolated in a ministry hundreds of miles removed from the nearest biblical counselor. She said it really feels like she has colleagues being able to listen to and hear about what's going on in other people's ministries. We get emails encouraging us, people who've struggled and needed help finding a great article on the blog and being blessed by what God's doing there. It's just been a great part. So getting to get the word out is a blessing to me as well. And then probably my favorite aspect of the role is relationship building. As I mentioned before, the key strength that we have is relationships. It's always been an important part of the vision of the Biblical Counseling Coalition to provide a place where relationships can be developed among the leaders of biblical counseling. So I get to work with, to talk to get to know and encourage and pray with all of the people who've been molding and shaping the biblical counseling movement for decades. People that I was reading their books in college and listening to them lecture online or hearing them speak at conferences. I get to know them and develop relationships with them and help them to develop relationships with one another. And I also get to find out what's going on with biblical counselors all across the world, new ministries that pop up here in the States or what's going on as people are advancing into new frontiers around the world. Finding out about that, staying informed of that, and plugging people in to those relationships. I'm constantly getting contacted about what's going on in biblical counseling in this area, or do you know a church or a counselor over here that I could talk to, or hey, I feel kind of alone. Is there somebody else in my area that I can talk to? And that's what we really want to do is provide those relationship networks. So it's just a blessing to get to do that. I mentioned before that I changed the name of our leadership retreat to a leadership summit. And just to give you an idea of what that is, it's a gathering of, as I mentioned before, 50 to 60 of the world's leading biblical counselors. They're what make up what's called the Biblical Counseling Coalition's Council Board. We get together for a three-day time together, which I now call the summit, because when you say retreat, some people get this idea that we're kicking back, relaxing, sipping some tea down in Georgia and just having a good time. But really, it is a time of working, building relationships for sure, spending time together, fellowshipping, absolutely. But there's work that is taking place. We're thinking about key issues that are facing the biblical counseling world, topics that are of interest to different ministries and have an impact on our lives. What are some things that we haven't thought of as thoroughly as we'd like to in the past? It's a time of work. So I changed the name to a leadership summit to more, in my mind, more accurately reflect what we do. But that three-day time together is the pinnacle of what the BCC really does, bringing together those minds to think through key issues and hopefully to provide some resources and some help to ministries around the world coming out of that meeting. Those meetings a lot of times have been about developing unity and relationships, and by God's grace, that has really been happening. Steve Vyer shared last year that the biblical counseling movement as a whole has never been more unified and strong as it has been in the last few years, largely to what the BCC is doing. And that's credit to God and his work, not to any organization or any individual person. That's really because of what God has been blessing us to do. This year, our theme for the summit is Soul Care and Disability Ministry. Churches have been growing in their understanding of how to minister to people with disabilities. But a lot of times that care has focused on meeting physical needs, giving people time out and respite from care of people with disabilities, or meeting the physical limitations and adapting our facilities to those ends. Those are all important, very good things. But we as biblical counselors, our expertise is in soul care, ministering to the inner man. And there are, while definitely there's no temptation that's taken us except that which is common to man. And disability ministry in one sense falls under the larger perspective of suffering. There are particular issues, there are particular challenges that face people with disabilities. And we want to tackle a few of those things. And Lord willing, and by his grace, we'll be able to put out some resources to churches and others to really help minister to those particular needs. A couple of examples, just to give you an idea of what we're talking about, would be, how would you shepherd and counsel a parent whose child is disabled, who's wheelchair bound, who is mostly nonverbal, but they're a sinner. They have a heart that is bent towards sin and rebellion, and that shows. It's evident. You know that. You know they're cognizant. They're you can interact with them. How do you shepherd that child? How do you keep a parent from just pandering to their every desire because they feel bad about the situation that they're in? Or what about the couple who are on their fifth anniversary? Healthy, young, vibrant couple, and they're in an accident, and one is left with a permanent life-altering disability. How do you, as a brother or sister in Christ, walk them through that trial and that difficulty, caring for their concerns, their questions, the tears and the sorrows that come along with that? And how do you help them rejoice in what God has given them in the future that they still do have together? What about the person who works in a facility for those with severe mental disabilities, who wrestles with the value of what they do and whether or not the people they work with could ever even truly know Christ? Can they? Can they not? These are just a couple of examples to give you an idea of the types of questions we're going to try and tackle this year at our annual summit. So I encourage you to be praying for us in that regard, for the direction of the ministry, the movement and advancement of biblical counseling around the world, specifically for our summit. And I want to let you know a few ways that maybe the BCC can be a blessing to you. Take advantage of our website. Share those resources. Some of those resources are just straight able to be downloaded and used as homework assignments from counselors to counselees. Be personally blessed by them. We try to target our blogs at a number of levels. So some are directly applicable to people seeking counsel. Some are directed towards those who give counsel. Some are directed towards those who train counselors. And some are hopefully directed towards those who are writing and thinking and shaping the content that is going to be used by the trainers to the counselors, to the counselees. Use the website, tell other people about it, share, get the word out about the BCC. Tell people about our podcast and in this video blog so they can be tied into what's going on in the world of biblical counseling. Just help us get the word out. We want to be a blessing to you as well. There's a job board on our website. If you go back to the website, if you're watching, you can see this. If you're not, I'll try to describe it to you. If you go to our homepage, from there, you would be able to find our job board by clicking on about, and then there should be a drop-down menu. that at the very bottom says job board. You can also find our partner ministry. There's over 200 ministries that partner and individuals that partner with us, our staff, leadership. This will give you a good introduction. But there's a job board if you're looking for a job in biblical counseling, or you have a job in biblical counseling and you'd like to get out there. We'd like to be a resource for you in that regard as well. And then just contact us. Let us know how else we can be a blessing to you and to serve you. A few ways that you could help the Biblical Counseling Coalition, as I mentioned, pray for us. Pray. I can never say that enough. I do genuinely appreciate and value all the prayers that we get, and we are dependent on them. You can also tell people about the ministry, as I mentioned. You could partner with us financially. If you go to our homepage at the very top, there's a red button there that says partner with us. That's where you can go in, make a one-time donation, recurring donation. We really do. We are dependent on donations to stay afloat, and we really appreciate your partnership with us. You can also volunteer to help out in other ways. If you have a skill, a gift set that you think would be a benefit to us, we would really appreciate you letting us know about that. As I mentioned before, we do rely a lot on volunteer staff and work. So reach out, say thanks, and just encourage us. We do appreciate that. Well, the last couple minutes of every podcast I reserve for a segment I call 2-Minute Favorites. So I'm going to fill you in on a couple of my favorites in the next 2 minutes. And this is maybe kind of selfish, but I keep saying I'm hoping that people will send people on the interview candy or other things like that that they mention as their favorite. I haven't gotten any reports yet that that's happened, but who knows? Maybe it will. So, all right, 2 minutes about myself. And my favorite, starting now. My favorite food is ice cream, which leads me to my second favorite. My favorite ice cream flavor is black raspberry chip, specifically from Grater's Ice Cream. If you're from the Cincinnati, Kentucky area, you know what I'm talking about. Favorite gift I've ever received, aside from salvation and marriage and those kind of things, is my first iPod. It was an iPod Nano. My wife's totally surprised me with when we were in seminary. It was a very just exciting way she did it, really, more than anything. Favorite gift I've ever given is a book that I write in to my wife, just notes of appreciation and affection to her. She gets great joy out of it, so that's my favorite gift I've ever given. My favorite book of the Bible is probably Romans. Favorite non-biblical book, I cheat and say the Lord of the Rings trilogy. Favorite color is blue. Favorite sport to play is volleyball. Favorite sport to watch is basketball, but I do like to play basketball as well. Favorite sports team would be college basketball, the University of Arizona Wildcats. Favorite candy would be Baby Ruth, but pretty much anything that blends chocolate and peanuts or chocolate and peanut butter is going to be up there. My favorite non-biblical quote, I'll say, because there's lots of scripture I would quote. My favorite non-biblical quote is, live in the Bible, visit other books. My favorite beverage, man, I don't know. I really, moving back to Kentucky, that red cream soda has just been on my mind recently. We don't really have that, didn't have that out west. My favorite superpower, if I had to pick one superpower, what would it be? I think it would be to fly. And anybody who says anything different is just silly. My favorite job I've ever had other than my current one is the last job I had as associate pastor at Cornerstone. Love that church. Time is up. So that's just 2 minutes of my favorites. Thank you for joining us for 1514. I pray that it was informative and a blessing to you. Be sure to join us again next week for our next episode. Thank you for listening to today's episode of 1514. If you'd like to know more about the Biblical Counseling Coalition, please visit our website at biblicalcc.org. You can also follow us on Twitter at biblicalcc or find us on Facebook, facebook.com/Biblical Counseling Coalition. Thanks again for listening.